Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
A Swine Health Information Center-funded study has validated the diagnostic performance of a whole genome sequencing breakthrough, capture probe-based enrichment for whole genome sequencing of the PRRS virus. First of all, what is capture probe-based enrichment for whole genome sequencing? What are the principles involved, and how does it work?
Whole genome sequencing is a technology we've been utilizing to be able to assess a lot of our samples because it's important to be able to detect current pathogens and characterize them, but also to be able to detect new pathogens that producers might face. The enhancement of this whole genome sequencing process is important because it's utilized against multiple sample types that may not have as high of a viral load, such as processing fluids, oral fluids, tongue tips, or other tissues. And this method offers a more robust alternative than traditional methods because it does have an increased tolerance to the genetic diversity, and it also has a lack of requirement for precise sequencing methods when it's looking for the viruses of interest. So, for example, it is able to exclude host genetics from actually trying to find a pathogen genetics, so makes it a little bit more accurate.
How does capture probe-based enrichment deviate from standard methods of whole genome sequencing? And what are the implications of those differences?
Again, the enrichment helps further identify viruses that may be present in low levels with these probes, specifically in this project, targeted to the PRRS genome. And it's also able to better detect new variants in different and more specific genetic levels compared to traditional methods. The goal is to try to have an ability to detect these new variants down to the gene level and also be able to provide a comparison if a wild-type virus is present versus a natural infection and help really look at and lead to better biosecurity decisions when we can fully characterize what PRRS virus is present.
What specifically did the study examine, and how, and with what objectives in mind?
This study utilized over 28,000 complete and partial PRRS genomes to be able to improve the sensitivity and the ability to detect PRRS virus and even more specific genetic markers. It was also validating those clinical samples, you know, to make sure that the probes that are developed work in a clinical instance for samples that are submitted. And so the project studied the ability to accurately detect PRRS in the various sample types that potentially have a low viral load. And those, again, are processing fluids, they're oral fluids, tongue tip samples, as well as lung samples. And they also utilized three known strains of virus as the basis for comparison, and then ended up testing 110 clinical samples to compare the ability of the diagnostic test enrichment to accurately detect the viruses.
What were the key findings?
For the clinical sample validation, there was an increase in PRRS genome coverage or detection by 46% for oral fluids, 32% for processing fluids, 25% for lung tissues, and 24% for serum. And this test was able to capture greater than 90% of a whole genome sequencing of PRRS virus at CTs that are considered lower, between 26 to 27, but also even at CTs of 33.8, which also considered a low virus sample.
What is the significance of these findings?
This project shows an increased improvement to find virus accurately in samples that have a low viral load or high CT value. but it also enhances it and significantly increases the PERS whole genome sequences that can be detected, and then improves our surveillance overall by providing more of these detailed characterization of the virus that are identified.
How may this approach change or enhance diagnostics, and what's the significance of that?
This approach can really enhance our diagnostic success by being able to detect higher genome counts and recovery in commonly used samples, and especially in some of those samples that may have low viral load. And so that is important to detect some of these changes, especially in PERS virus, but it also can be utilized to look at emerging diseases and how those can be better identified out of those existing samples that we commonly use in the industry.
How can anyone interested get more information?
They can find this report in our May newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
For this study and a lot of our other research outcomes, they all can be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.